Welcome to my talk, Upstream Embedded Linux on RISC-V SBCs, the past, present and future. I'm Marcel. I joined CodeThink in 2024 and I'm a senior software engineer there. Let's dive in. Last year I talked about the Banana Pi F3. And that's this board. I'm not going to go through all the details here. Maybe one note I added there on the right. There are no many more. Passemit K1, or actually KYX1, it's kind of a derivative of this chip. And for example, the Orange Pi boards use that chip. And Michael is going to talk about that later, so I'm not going to cover that here. So, yeah, let's wait a couple seconds. That it's kind of okay. So the downstream option on the Spatzemit, it's their Bianbu. The latest version they have is 3.01, and that is Ubuntu 25.04 based. It got upgraded to the 6.6 kernel, U-boot 2022.10, and kind of an ancient OpenSPI 1.3. You get the sources on Gitti or GitHub. That is the latest version from August 15. Then I also tried Fedora VForce. That's why I asked earlier. I wasn't aware that this is kind of not the official Fedora RISC-V stuff. But somehow, googling around, I just stumbled over this and I gave it a try. It actually works. But it uses, of course, the same downstream Chinese stuff, not. Then the up, we're waiting on the guy to tell us how he actually tested it. If he ever did, who knows. But that's the status on the U-boot front. Then on the Linux kernel, like I also talked about last year, I mean last year I kind of got it booting with initrd, not, and I kind of poked a little bit with I2C, which was still on the mailing list. All of that stuff now got merged. Later also the Milk5 Jupiter, which is another board using that chip, got added. So not only the BPI F3. And yeah, like I said, I2C, GPIO and all that stuff all working. And then also further pieces all got merged. For example, also SDHCI. But unfortunately, that is EMMC